Sebastian considered how to explain the ugly world of court politics to the unspoiled Lily. Perhaps she persisted in believing that Jada embodied all the evil in the world. She didn't seem to fully understand the extent of Clotaire's crimes against them. But he probably hadn't explained it well, and that would best come from Rose.
"I should get us refreshments," she said into the long pause,
gathering the blanket around her so she could stand.
"No, you don't need to serve me," he said,
then realized he'd said it too strongly. She physically flinched, apologies tumbling to her lips. He took her hands to keep her there, and so she'd feel the sincerity of his mind and heart.
"You're done being a servant. That's all I'm saying. And this is difficult for me to talk about, so I need you to be still and quiet a moment."
"I'm sorry." She flushed, not meeting his eyes. He restrained himself from telling her not to apologize. Instead, he held her hands and her gaze.
"We are still new, still learning to talk to one another. We'll sort things out."
Her luminous dark eyes met his at last, and she nodded, chewing on her lip in that endearing way. He wanted to go back to kissing those sweet lips.